This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wide world of sports. Some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
Yeah, today's Daily Ticker is presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, it is here. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles now. It's refreshment you can see. As I mentioned earlier, they got the sodas coming out as well. Excited to try those. But joining us for the Daily Ticker today, you know, we have Bill Oram co-hosting, and that's great. It's been fun. It's been interesting. We've learned a lot about Bill Oram and some of the things we wish we wouldn't have learned. But it's one thing to have Oram on. It's another. We got to take a step up. We got to go Media Man of the Year. The great, the delightful. Nick Krupke, Fox 12, Oregon. Congratulations, Nick Krupke, on another Media Member Award winner, the second one of the year for you. Congratulations, dude.
Hey, this is the only time I get on the radio is when something neat for me happens?
Basically, yeah. I mean, you have another kid to bring you on. You win another award to bring you on. Other than that, you know, we'll just keep taking in the content and texting you a good job, and that's kind of it, man. Maybe the Cougars get a big win. I think those are the three areas.
Well, that's a rare one. That's a rarity for sure. Good morning, boys. Good to have Billy in the morning. I didn't know he can do that. Is the mustache working okay?
It is awake and ready for duty.
Man, that's just a thing of beauty to look at in person. You can't even look at it in the eyes. You got to look right at that.
Well, it was beautiful. Right, and then Krupke, he told us he liked black licorice. And now I look at it and I'm like, oh, there's black licorice in that thing.
Oh, my God. Is he 95 years old?
I mean, I might be. That might be the case.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. That's what us and the listeners have all said. By the way,
the nickel store.
Yeah. I want to ask you real quick, what is it like? Well, I'm never going to win an award. I'm a stupid radio host in Portland. What is it like to win an award like that? Is it nerve-wracking to sit there and listen to people hype you up to sit the suit and then step up and grab the plaque? And then also, plaque versus trophy. Like, I know you'd prefer the trophy over a plaque, correct?
Well, you know, it's a distinguished event, so it's a plaque for sure. And when you're in front of all the people, the eyes either go, like, to the back wall or to the floor somewhere while you listen, because it's embarrassing being in front of people.
Says the guy who's on TV every day.
I look into a lens. I don't see anybody else. It's me and Kevin, usually.
When you were giving your acceptance speech, were you picturing anybody naked?
Mm.
That's like the old thing to do, right? No. There's a lot of children in the audience.
And that would have been awkward. Yeah, good question there, Bill. Great job. Yeah. Way to just tee our guest up for an awkward question.
For a felony.
I want to ask you about some local sports stuff. Oregon State's got a final today.
Love it.
There's an element of, because you work your butt off, dude. You do a great job. I don't even know how you have time to coach your daughters in the sports that they do, because you're at everything. But also, like, you know, I don't know how many times during these, I know you give him some love, but you and Kevin kind of goes under the radar here a bit. And I think if people know of you and know of your guys' station, how much he's also putting in the time where you can't make an event because you're at a different event. I just, you know, giving Kevin a little bit of the flowers, too, because him and you guys are a great tandem. You're the Jordan Pippen of Portland media.
That's my guy right there. You know, we go back a long time. We've been together here for 12, 13 years. And kind of even back before the day when we met you and you were working for, when you were doing your stuff at Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Who was that for?
Comcast Sportsnet Northwest, CSNNW.com.
That's what it was. And you were by yourself, right?
I was, yeah. I was fat and lonely.
Now you're slim and felt. No, I love my boy Kevin Lund. And, you know, I was in Eugene this weekend to accept the award, and he knocked out some stories that I set up for him, too. And, like, he doesn't really need me. I need him more than he needs me. I'll say that much. Mm. You know, without Kev, none of this stuff kind of happens. So it's awesome. He's the eye. He's the visionary. He's the photographer. He's the editor. You need a good tandem to get it going, man. So couldn't get what we get done without him. So when you say, like, how do you do that? Make this and that. Well, because I got a doppelganger as well, too. So shout out my guy, Kevin Lund. Off today. He's probably hanging out in his pool.
Spoiled little brat. Got a pool.
Well, it's a pop-up pool like from Walmart.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. At least you got a pool. Oregon yep. State in the final. Nick Krupke, our guest, Fox 12 Oregon, the media man of the year. Beavs, are they going to be able to do this? 41 runs since their loss against St. Mary's. They're a bit of an offensive juggernaut right now, but the elimination game this afternoon. How are we feeling about Oregon State's chances to host a super regional against Florida State by trying to knock off USC for the second straight time?
I don't know how much of that you watched last night, but did you watch all 7 hours of Beaver baseball yesterday between the two games?
I think
incredible.
I watched 90% of the St. Mary's game, and then I got to about the seventh inning before my eyes finally shut. But I saw the bunt fest that was early on in the game and gave them the early lead.
Every single one of those safety squeezes, man, were just like perfectly executed. They can do it all. We've known that all season long. And if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Beaver fan, if you're just a fan of sports the Northwest, that's the thing going right now. As it always is this time of year. So good to see those Beavs get back there. Mitch Kams had the lead in this team the entire season. They got so much talent there. They're so deep in the field, in the pen, on the bench, at the plate. They got it all, man. And it's right there for them. What else can they ask for to have one game to win it at home? As if they would have. Like, Friday didn't even happen. Let's pretend it's Sunday and they're going for the championship. This is it. Exciting, man.
What did you make of Oregon losing the regional?
I mean, you know, we're all going to look back at that play at the plate, right? Lost by one run. That's disappointing, though, right? But that's kind of what has happened in years past. And if you're a Beaver fan, if you're in Beaver Nation, boy, you love seeing that.
Nick, right? where do you come down on the obstruction rule and the malicious contact call?
What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? You know, if the throw was on the line, if it was a seed to home plate, then okay, he didn't get his butt down to slide. In that moment, you're going full speed, rounding third, coming home. Where was the pop fly? It was a tag, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a tag.
You're giving every ounce of your ability to get down there and be safe, and there was nowhere for him to slide. The catcher's blocking the plate. That's obstruction otherwise. I can't believe they did that. And for the fact that it takes so long, it's great we have replay in every single sport. It doesn't even take 5, 6, 7 minutes to make a call like that.
Well, is it great that we have replay? I feel like replay's making us more angry.
You know what? Having gone to the Oregon softball game in the regionals last weekend, there were so many of those too. Like, is it great? For a minuscule moment of time, if somebody left the base too early, is that really what the idea of replay is about? No.
Bring back human error.
Just unfortunate. Just unfortunate, though, for the Ducks. And then on top of that, for Arrows to be ejected and then not be able to play the next game. I mean, that affects everything. So just a bummer of a weekend for those Ducks, no doubt about it, that they're not playing today, not playing Sunday, and that they're done yet again after Hoffman Regional.
So I assume we're going down to Corvallis today to cover everything. What does the schedule look like for Nick Krupke? Because you also do a great job covering the Timbers as well and the Thorns.
Well, that's my guy Dylan Scott today. Have you met Dylan Scott yet?
I don't think I've met Dylan Scott, but I love that you're saying his full name.
Dylan Scott, he worked in Green Bay, Wisconsin in sports. So he's a news guy now, but he's filling in tonight because I got a softball game to coach. It's really important. It's Willow Creek versus Willow Creek tonight. We got to get this one.
Dad of the year.
Dude, I coach my daughter's basketball team, and she's 13. And so I started doing this a couple years ago. And, like, I know it's not the most important time in her life, but, like, I'm acting like it's an NBA game every day. And I'm, like, watching clips, and I'm reading stuff. And I'm just curious.
You're scouting sixth graders.
I'm like, you know, I saw this girl. She can't shoot three on the left corner. How much of that do you participate in, or do you just literally roll up to the ballpark like, let's go get them, girls? That's kind of it.
I'm the moral support guy for my sixth grade team. Yeah, I'm the hype guy in the dugout, first base coach. Like, get him excited. You want some gum?
Okay.
Bring the props. Absolutely.
You're not accusing other children of being too old and yelling at other parents on other teams.
Oh, right? My gosh, man. That guy should never be allowed back on a field game, which is very interesting that the umpire there is Lily Brooks, who plays for the Dayton Pirates, who have a semifinal game on Tuesday. We'll watch for that piece tomorrow. Actually, Lily Brooks from Dayton High School, going to Santa Clara. What an incredible kid. And she was soloing that game, that umpiring that game for a 10U softball game. And aggro guys got to be put on the spot. Come on, man.
Orem, I don't know how you do what you do. Like, but then he says something like that, and we're both looking at each other like, how did you find that story?
Like this freaking guy, right?
How did you find that story?
About what? About Lily being an umpire?
Yeah, like, how do you even think about doing that story?
Somebody suggested she be a high school spotlight. We go down and talk to her and says she's an umpire, and then, oh, she's in that game. Good what? Lord. The viral video game? That's you?
Good Lord.
Come on. Things like that happen sometimes.
You're the best in the business, man. The Media Man of the Year, Nick Krupke, Fox 12. Look for that report. Look for his Oregon State stuff. He's doing it all. He's everywhere. You can't imagine one guy does all that sports covering, and yet he covers every single team we have and then finds and gives us the stories that we need in our lives. Congratulations, dude. It's well-deserved. You know, I've texted you over the years rooting for you. You finally do it. You not win just one award. You win two now, getting your second one. So congratulations. Well-deserved to you and Kevin. You guys do a great job, man. Thanks for hopping on this morning.
Hey, appreciate it. You know, but there's always one guy on Facebook that say we suck.
Got a lot of those. Yeah. I know what that's like.
He's got glasses on his profile pic, too.
Absolutely. But, you know, do a better job, Nick. There we go. Nick Krupke of Fox 12 Oregon. Find all his great stories on the news or on fox12oregon.com. That's the Daily Ticker, and it's presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano. They also have it available in clear glass bottles. Refreshment you can see. Good stuff from Krupke. We got an Orem Redenbacher to get to coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days.
Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, thanks to Nick Krupke, Fox 12 Oregon, Media Man of the Year there for joining us for the ticker this morning. You texted me yesterday because you're hosting with me today and tomorrow, and you had texted me that you said you're jumping into a movie, and that instantly caught my attention. As people know, I'm a big movie guy. I have one of those movie memberships. I like to go to movies a lot. I want to go see that Tim Robinson movie this week. Mm-hmm. Because I love awkward, uncomfortable comedy. There's all these movies coming out that I'm like writing on my actual calendar. Go see this, go see this. And after I get out of the show, I got a few hours for my kids get home. So it's a sneaky good time for me to go to a movie. You texted me yesterday going to a movie, and I was very interested why you decided to go to the movie you went to. My black licorice take is that I'm not a big Karate Kid fan. I don't think it's that great of a movie. I know. Sweep the leg, take me down. You went and saw the new Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Can we get an Orem Redenbacher movie review, and why that movie?
Because I have children.
Yeah, but Lilo and Stitch is out.
I mean, I took three third grade boys and my 6-year-old to see the Karate Kid Legends movie.
Why?
Because they were into it.
Okay.
Because it's Karate Kid.
Well, but like, is it though?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Mr. Miyagi's been gone a while.
The fact that Mr. Miyagi, I mean, first of all, I would like to know what his royalties
look
like.
I hope he has royalties involved.
Because, like, he still had a prominent role in this movie. Like,
really?
Still a prominent
presence. How many flashbacks do you see of him? I don't see pictures of him, and they talk about him.
There's a flashback in the beginning. I think it might be the only flashback. It might just be the one.
Did they computerize Jackie Chan with him to make it look like they were friends growing up somehow?
So that was exactly the moment where my 6-year-old had to go to the bathroom for the first of 3 times during this movie. So I don't know exactly what all happened in the flashback, although I did think that maybe they had AI'd his voice a little bit for a bit of a voiceover.
See, that's controversial to me.
But I'm not sure they did. I need to find out. But there was a point where when Mr. Miyagi's talking, and then it goes to voiceover of Mr. Miyagi talking, and I'm like, are we in voiceover because he didn't actually say this in an earlier movie? And I couldn't identify the actual line of dialogue.
Do you watch the Netflix show?
I have watched most of it. I haven't watched the most recent season.
And you love it, I'm assuming.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a big Karate Kid fan.
I wouldn't say that, but I...
Oh, it's okay if you are. No, it's a very popular movie.
No, like, I'm a big fan of You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. Those are great movies.
You're going rom-coms on me?
Love rom-coms.
Really?
Yeah.
My daughter's into them, and so we started watching them. Couldn't find When Harry Met Sally anywhere. I basically had
to... I have it on DVD. You can borrow it.
I think I have it on DVD. That was the problem was I was trying not to do DVD because I got to plug it in.
Mm.
But I think That's I have it on DVD.
But here's my take about Karate Kid. Why is karate not more popular?
Because it makes,
but not as, it should be more popular than soccer. Like, they make it look really so cool in these movies. Like, I left wanting to do the
karate should be more popular than soccer.
It looks so cool in these movies. Like, why is it not more popular? Like, how popular is it? Like, none of my kids' friends do karate. I know that there are people who do karate, but like, if you watch, you leave that movie, like, you want to, you know.
I'm asking sincerely, do we know if karate is already, like, do you know it's not? Because I don't think we count it as a sport the way we count soccer.
No, but it's not.
It is a sport.
Sure.
It's very physical, but, like, I don't know if that's an accurate statement. What if karate is more popular than soccer?
Like, you're saying on, like, a global scale?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's probably a lot of countries that do have a lot of karate available.
Sure.
Versus, like, go to said country, are they kicking a soccer ball as much?
I'm saying that we should all be doing karate the way we all played T-ball. Like, it is having seen this movie and all of the... Okay, also, full disclosure, we've watched a lot of Karate Kid in my house in the last week because my 9-year-old was, like, prepping for this. So I watch those movies, and it makes me want to do karate. And I don't understand why we weren't all doing karate. If Karate Kid was as big as I seem to remember it being in the 80s, like, how did we not all come through the 90s doing, like, tons of karate. I did do taekwondo for a few years.
Aren't we the same age? How old are you?
I'm 38.
We're the same age.
Yeah.
Your takeaway from the 80s was what we should do in the 90s? Because I don't remember the 80s.
I'm just saying, if it was a cultural phenomenon
it
in,
didn't
the
hit
80s,
me in the 80s.
It no, not in real time either.
Yeah.
But it hit the cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah, it did.
And the zeitgeist changes culture and human behavior. I'm surprised we weren't all doing karate in the 90s. Do you remember when the Three Ninjas came out?
I will never forget the Three Ninjas. All-time bad basketball scene. In movie history, it's the worst basketball scene to ever be created.
I just think
Do you remember it?
I don't remember the basketball scene.
So Rocky and Colt have to play two-on-two against the quote-unquote school bullies.
Okay.
And they're playing at recess. 10-foot rim. You can look this up. They literally dunk to win. He jumps and he dunks. He's 9 years old.
But because he probably because he has amazing karate jumping skills.
Nope, not at all. No, that's just not a, that. I remember watching it in real time, getting upset. I was like, "There's not a chance that's real. Why are we doing this?"
I'm just saying that pop culture has the power to move mountains and change behavior. And I am stunned that we weren't all doing karate in the 90s because of these movies.
I think you're downplaying karate. Got to be honest with
I know
you. I knew a lot of kids in karate classes.
I'm just saying that it is not a. It is not, everybody's not doing karate. It's not like dance.
The weird thing about karate is like very beneficial to have some of those skill
sure.
sets, right? Self-defense is very important. The weird thing about karate growing up was that like I knew people who did karate and we largely made fun of them for doing karate.
Yes, this is, you're making my point for me.
Well, but like I don't understand how that was a thing because largely those kids probably
can
could
kick
whoop
your
my ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the chances, yes, because they knew how to do takedowns and arm bars, and I just would have been kicking and throwing my fists at them and hoping for the best result.
Also, Josh Jackson is in this movie, you know, from Dawson's Creek. And he has a he plays a pizza shop owner who's meant to look schlubby.
Okay.
But he's also a former boxer, and like when he's boxing, that dude is jacked for being a schlubby middle-aged pizza shop owner. I'm just saying.
Well, he's in pretty good shape, Josh Jackson.
Yeah, but like, if you're going to try to convince me, like, he's some, like, dad bod pizzalero.
Emilio Estevez is a stepdad. Like, you think he was going to grow up and not look great? Of course he was. Come on now.
So, anyway, I recommend Karate Kid Legends. It's not a great movie, but it was a great time.
Hey, that's why I go to the movies.
I also had to take my six-year-old to the bathroom three times.
I would have.
I was losing my mind.
I mean, we say these things loosely, but, like, I would have contemplated murder. Like
yeah,
three times? Are you kidding me?
You can't say that.
Three times?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm gonna abandon you.
I accidentally got caught up at the photo booth with these kids. That was a $30 mistake.
Oh, yeah. You can't do the photo booth. That's
a disaster.
That's a money grab. At least play the arcade game.
I know. Disaster.
Rather play pinball than do the photo booth. That's ridiculous.
I have photo strips for days. I can hand them out on the street like coupons. Like
this
coupons.
Is why I go to the movies, though. Like, not every movie I watch is great. I went to a scary movie with my wife. It had Lucy Liu in it. I was pretty excited about it. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. There were plot points that they didn't follow up on that seemed important in the moment. You know, like this guy takes a phone call out on the deck and he's like, I know, I'm going to do it. We never find out what he's talking about and what he's going to do. There was no follow up at all. It was a terrible movie, but it was a 10:30 a.m. movie. We got to bring coffee in. It was a great time.
I do think that... I do think we're getting movie theater culture back a little bit, makes me happy.
But people still like to crap on the movie theater.
Why would you go to the movie theater? I have the streaming.
Like, well, it's better experience.
I mean, like, communal experiences, I think, are valuable. It's part of the reason we like live sports.
I think the only person at the fan, I mean, unless Ortner's going to chime in and say otherwise, I think the only person at the fan that likes movies the way I do like is Sukanik.
Yeah, it's probably you two.
I go to the movies a ton.
But as I get older and get more wise, I enjoy going to the movies for like certain movies, right? Like Sinners, I haven't seen yet.
So good.
I am going to go and see that in the theater.
Please go see it in theaters.
100%, because you have to. It's a theater movie. I went and saw Warfare. Theater movie, had to go see it.
I already have it on the schedule. I'm going to go see the Brad Pitt race car movie, IMAX.
Yep, going to see that.
Got to see that.
I like going and seeing these movies, though, solo. I can get my own popcorn, I can get my own drink, and I can be there. I can be as fat as I want to be, or I can be as skinny as I want to be and just enjoy it, and I don't have to deal with anybody else.
Yeah, there's something to that. Mission Impossible, didn't get anything.
Got to watch the first one.
The very first one?
I never got into it. I never got into any of the spy movies.
Wow, Tom Cruise in action, I'm in. There's a submarine scene. Oh, I can't ruin it for you guys.
Does he throw a torpedo at it like The Rock in Fast and Furious? Because it might be out if he does.
Poll question. Hey, that's family. Poll questions are up. Should karate be more popular than soccer? Yes or no? No is winning 90.9%. And should we all do karate like we did t-ball? Yes or no? No is winning that one 83.3%.
I think the takeaway here is that I am...
Why don't you do karate? You're never too old for it.
I mean,
it.
I might start.
Sukanik
I really
got
might.
Into it. He does jujitsu.
See, but that's different. That's jujitsu. Mm. I'm talking about karate.
Do you put karate and jiu-jitsu in the same bubble? Because I do.
So
I know they're different.
All martial arts.
Yes.
Yeah, martial arts.
Okay.
Yeah. You tell me you do karate, jiu-jitsu, Thai, whatever. Like
Muay Thai.
In my brain, Muay Thai. Yeah, same thing in my brain. I'm like,
Kung
yeah.
Fu.
You're wearing a robe. You're aiming for a colored belt. You're going to a mat, and you're rolling around with somebody.
You never did any martial arts growing up?
I'm telling you, 100%, we used to absolutely make fun of those kids. Like, that was one of the dweebier things you could have said you were doing in Northeast Portland.
I took
that would not have gone over well if you were like, hey, Brandon. Yeah, Bill. Did they call you Bill or Billy?
I think I was William.
Oh, you were a William?
What a great name.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. God, I'm disappointed in some of the things you're telling me today.
William? William's a great name. All Williams are good people.
If you give me the option, I'm a Billy.
I'm also William.
I definitely would have been a Billy. But if you would have come up to me in like third grade, like, Brandon, I'm doing this karate. I'm like, get out of here.
I took Taekwondo through Tillamook Bay Community College.
There you go.
In the cafeteria at Cloverdale Elementary School.
How many credits?
You know, it's funny. They didn't apply at the University of Montana for some reason.
Really?
They didn't take those credits.
Karate.
They didn't transfer in.
Because in Montana, they got
Taekwondo.
Guns. Your karate doesn't work on your guns.
That's going to be like, I like the idea of Karate Kid, Big Sky. Yeah, that's the next
big
one.
Sky. Just going to all those schools. South Dakota State, here we go. All right. So you'd recommend people to go see this?
I enjoyed it.
No. Are you recommending it or not recommending?
I would recommend it. It was a good theater experience.
And out of a 10, you give it a...
6.5.
What's a 10? What's the last 10 in a movie you saw?
Ooh.
You seen Oppenheimer? Did you Barbenheimer?
I didn't Barbenheimer. I barbed. God.
You just barbed?
I don't get to the movies that often. There are babysitters involved.
So?
That's expensive. The theater's already expensive.
Yeah, come on. Figure it out. You got that big newspaper money, man. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. I think we... Never mind.
let's not get into that. Let's talk a final. We got it around the corner. Next on The Fan. Two reactions to our martial arts poll questions.
I'm killing it.
Danny says, martial arts sounds like a terrible time. And then somebody else says, man, I like this guy. Black Licorice and Karate Kid fan. I'm taking my nephew to the 5 o'clock Tuesday showing.
Get some good and plenties.
Or no, the $5. It's $5 Tuesdays, by the way. Everyone want to go to a movie? $5 Tuesdays. That's the day to go.
That would have been the day to take the third graders.
Especially if you were going to buy. Are you a guilt dad?
Mostly, yeah.
Like they say, hey, can we do this? And you say no. And then they ask
I mentioned
again,
the
go,
photo
yes.
booth, didn't I?
You did. Well, okay. We can talk about that at a different time.
I'm ashamed of how much money I spent at the Regal Cinemas on Sunday.
I mean, did you have a good time?
Ashamed.
Ashamed?
Ashamed.
120.
Before the photo booth.
See, yeah, that's self-inflicted wounds right
there,
man.
It's horrible.
Like, that's worth it before
horrible.
That. We have a final today.
Final?
I don't always follow, and I said this last week, I don't follow the season. Like, I'm not watching all of the games. I get the notifications. I get the emails. I know a lot of our Beaver listeners are diehard Beaver fans. Baseball is their sport. Totally get it. Support it. I do watch when the tournament starts. This tournament's been nuts. We had one of our listeners, Tyler, said, I know it's not your guys' thing, but it's just insane. We had our, I think I read correctly, and if I'm wrong, you have to make this correction. I think Vandy's the first one seed to not get out of a regional since 1999.
Well, and the top two seeds are out, right?
The top two seeds are out. Texas lost.
Yep.
And by the way, our guy Colin Wilson, we had him on.
He
called it. He said, I got UTSA.
That.
I think they can win. And if you were able to gamble on that, kudos to you. That was a hell of a pick.
He also said the Ducks were a good buy.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you can't blame him. You look at the numbers and the record.
Totally.
You're going to hit and miss on some of that stuff. Calling an upset, pretty impressive. So it's just been absolute madness. Georgia knocked out. You got all Oklahoma State advanced. Like, you've got a lot of teams. We have a Coastal Carolina coach calling out the Florida coach because the Florida coach was all hot and bothered that his game got moved an hour back because the other game went long, which it's like, get over yourself. But Oregon State, they lost their first game against St. Mary's. They came back. They played TCU. They beat TCU. They drubbed St. Mary's in a rematch. They absolutely slaughtered USC last night. They did it largely with small ball bunting, which was just a lot of fun. I know some Beaver fans, it's everything to them. It's their religion. And so if they lose today, it's going to be fire Mitch Canham. I'm just not an overreactionary guy. The guy's done a good job. It's hard to win in that sport. But they're rolling right now, mm-hmm. and we've got a final down in Corvallis against USC, former Pac-12 foe.
It's an insane format. Like I love the regional because it really tests your depth, your pitching, your strategy. That's what made it so fun.
Yeah, how hard do you go in your first game versus saving
for the later
game.
Beavers are playing what, their fifth game in 4 days? And that's, you know, obviously coming off of, you know, a late night last night. Fortunately, 3 o'clock, you know, first pitch is, you know, could have been earlier.
Agree.
But you know, you get to see the strategy come in. You get to see the way the coaches think a little bit. But if the Beavers are going to play like they did yesterday, then it just doesn't matter.
They might get to Omaha if they're going to play like that.
The way they're hitting the ball, I mean, yeah, absolutely. You'd have to think of that they're a favorite to get to Omaha. If they win, they're going to host Florida State in a super regional. Goss is going to be bumping. Like, I mean, the path is there. Which you wouldn't have expected after that loss to St. Mary's. Kind of thought maybe they were heading the direction the Ducks went.
Yeah, they had a flub kind of early in that game, and you're like, oh, is this going to cost them? That third base running where I couldn't tell if it was Wong being late with the call versus the runner not seeing Wong, and he couldn't get back in time. Though I thought he got back, but I'm biased. Caraway, I didn't see the final stats, but I saw this morning what the final score was because when I went to sleep, they hadn't scored 14 yet. Up until that game, Caraway had hit a home run in every regional game they had so far. Turley went yard. Weber's been great for them. Like, they had their true freshman on the mound, and he was just absolutely electric. He had 12 strikeouts in 6 innings. So it's like, maybe that St. Mary's, you mentioned it earlier, a little rest versus rust thing. They shook it off. Maybe they've got their groove now, and I think you got to feel pretty good about their chances. Again, USC is a good baseball program, but
they haven't been to the World Series in 20 years.
I know, but you know they kind of get that label. They're in Southern California. I'm rooting for Canham largely because I'm not saying there aren't mistakes that guys make. I saw Kerry Ager say this because he was at the game of like loudest and rowdiest crowd he thinks he's seen in a long time, and he wasn't sure why. And I'm like, I think it's just kind of because this is their thing. Like, no disrespect to Scott Ruick, who is the greatest basketball coach in Oregon State basketball history, period.
Okay.
Greatest.
Yep.
Ralph Miller, take a seat. R.I.P. Smoke a cigarette. It's their sport. It just is. I think a lot of the fans understand that the football thing is fun, but it's probably limited in some ways. The men's basketball program, we disagree on this topic. I don't think it's been very good. They had that Elite Eight run, and outside of that, it's just, and so, like, outside of women's basketball, this is it, man. Like, all their resources, they have a lot of resources in this. They get a lot of transfers. Their facilities are top-notch. They are a blue blood. Mm-hmm. You can say whether they deserve to host or not. They got it because they're a blue blood. That's why they did it. They went on the road a lot this year. They didn't want to join the WCC. I give them credit for that, so they're an independent. Like, I just think it's a combination. So I root for Mitch Canham. It's not just the former player thing, although that's a big part of it. It's like, is this guy supposed to have won a World Series in the first X amount of years post-Pat Casey? And, like, Casey did such an exceptional job that I think we're just, the bar's maybe a little too high. But we'll see. If he wins, they go to the Supers. I think the minimum should be for them, I think internally, is Super Regionals or bust. Mm-hmm. And so they're hoping to win today, host Florida State. But I find the Canham stuff just kind of overly fascinating. If we just want to run a guy out because he hasn't been to Omaha or they haven't won the World Series yet. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with it.
Yeah, I don't give that any oxygen. I mean, Mitch has done a great job. He's brought in world-class players. He's putting players in the pros. They're winning a ton. You know, I
we have a thing in sports, Bill, where if you haven't won it, you can't do it until you do it.
Right.
Right? Like, we kind of did this with the Chiefs and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I gave the Eagles a chance. I thought they had a good roster, good enough to do it. Most people, and I don't blame anybody for this, Dirt one of them, and I was a little bit in it too, of, yeah, I'm not picking against Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. It's Mahomes. They always find a way somehow. They got obliterated. And it's like, that team can't win it. the Thunder were this.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't buy it. They didn't watch it all year. They didn't. Oh, who cares about them?
The Pacers.
The
Pacers, coming into the playoffs. If we'd had a conversation about can the Pacers do it,
they were 22-1 to start the postseason.
What have they won? Oh, the NBA Cup. Like that's not real.
Right.
Like what have they won?
Right.
So I think that that's totally true. And like I don't think that you can take anything away from Mitch Canham, given like what he's been able to do consistently. And it is hard to replace a legend.
Super hard.
I mean, that is like
ask Kalen DeBoer.
That is something that, like I think gets talked about a lot in sports, and it's still underrated.
Yeah,
it is really hard to come in. And like, granted, it was a situation that was made to order for him. It was kind of a perfect situation for him to step in and take over and kind of continue the trajectory of the program. But like. That guy, I think, has done a great job. He's brought in a high level of talent. It's the one program at Oregon State that has not been gutted due to realignment. The school's given it the right resources.
The independent thing was brilliant.
It was really, really smart.
All that stuff.
You're investing where you can compete.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that Oregon State can't have great years in football still, or that they can't make run in either basketball program. But where can they actually be elite, and where can they compete annually?
Mm-hmm.
It's baseball. And I think that they're actions and their spending and their strategy has all reflected that. And Mitch is clearly the right guy for them. Like, I don't give that any oxygen that they're somehow, because like you start,
well, there isn't really any pressure.
You start chasing your tail on this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where like patience comes in, right? Like, does your program have an identity? Are you bringing in the right kinds of players? Are you competing? Are you giving yourselves a chance? And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Wasikowski and the Ducks. Like you are setting an expectation. You can't go to the World Series every year. You can't win the World Series every year.
No,
things will happen.
Vanderbilt just.
But are you putting yourself in a position
yeah.
to win? And they have absolutely done that every single year.
Agree completely. We'll see what happens. 3 o'clock pitch. USC Oregon State. For the Corvallis Regional. If Oregon State wins, they will host Florida State, who won their regional in Tallahassee. And so that's just right around the corner. We'll see if they can do it. Their bats are hot. Their offense has been scoring a lot, but we'll find out if they can do it. We wrap it up next, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I sent Bill. So everybody has different methods of madness to this, right? I have a show sheet. but I generally just put down information that I want to either share or opinions or whatever. And from time to time, I'll glance at it. Like, I'm not a strict read what I write guy. It comes out more clunky. And so I sent Bill a general rundown of kind of what we wanted, but I told him it's kind of loose and unscripted and kind of unpredictable in a lot of ways. And so I didn't think the takeaway from today's program would be Black Licorice good, karate should be more popular than soccer. But that's where we are. And Dusty is great at what he does, and he's going to be great at what he's doing. Dusty, the brand man, Hera, came in today, and we didn't have... I'm not able to pay Bill. I'm not sitting here balling flush with money. And if you're watching on YouTube, Bill got from Dusty a jumbo pack of Black Licorice Red.
Not a jumbo pack. That's a this is just a snack pack.
That's not a snack pack. Okay. All right. We're gonna agree to disagree. The other point I wanted to make too was Dusty bought that at a local, you know, little gas stop. There was dust on the package. And I also want to point out, I love the two names of it. You love Black Licorice so much. They're either called Red Ropes or Red Vines. You know why? Because if they call them Black Vines, people wouldn't want to eat Black Licorice. So, like, they're not popular. Nobody likes them. I'm sorry.
Red Vines is a brand. It's a company. It's in the East Bay of the Bay Area.
Yeah, and they perfected licorice and then said, all right, fine, we'll make the other stuff because there's a few sickos that live on the Oregon coast.
I have an interesting thought on Red Vines versus Twizzlers.
Hate Twizzlers.
I learned that this is a regional thing.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
Like in the East Coast,
they're Twizzlers.
They refer to them as like the generic term, like Kleenex, as Twizzlers. So a Red Vine is a Twizzler. And I know this because during a Laker game in 2020, LeBron checked out of the game. They're winning. And he took a Red Vine, or a fan sitting next to the Lakers bench gave him a Red Vine. And so he's on the bench eating a Red Vine. Picture goes viral. And I remember asking Anthony Davis about it the next day and saying, like, oh, like, you know, did you get any Red Vines like LeBron or something like that? And he goes, Red Vine? What's that? And so, like, it gets explained to him. He goes, oh, you mean Twizzlers?
So that's like people who call soda or pop Coke. Everything's Coke. Yeah. You mean the Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Sukanik texted in karate. He said he's still waiting for me to roll around the mats because he's heavy duty into jujitsu. He is like... He's not only a big dude and strong, and now he knows how to do all these takedowns and all these fancy moves. He wants me to show up and get my ass kicked.
He would probably win the five boroughs, which is something you would know about if you saw Karate Kid Legends.
He probably would win the five boroughs, although I don't know what the weight class for him would be because he's tall and, like, ginormous. Like, he's really strong, so I don't know how you get that weight class. He's like the mountain in Game of Thrones. I don't know how many people can rival him.
I'm also unclear if the five boroughs is just all teenagers. Because in Karate Kid, it just seems to always be teenagers fighting each other.
I mean, where's the Kramer of the movie? Where's the old guy who's like shows up and he's got the 10-year-old for the blue belt? Like, I want to see that movie. Where's the follow-up to that?
That'll be my cameo in the sequel.
Good luck today to all the Beaver fans out there. I know Duck fan very quickly. They're all in on baseball, and then they lose, and they go, look at us, got a 4-star football player. I know it's football season. I'm well aware. It's okay. You guys are great in football. Just didn't go well in baseball. So we'll see if Oregon State advances. You're going to be able to wake up and do this with me tomorrow?
Yeah, more coffee.
Okay, more coffee. That's the slogan for the show, Black Licorice and
black,
more coffee.
Black Licorice and black coffee.
There we go. Thank you to Bill Oram. Thank you to Will Ortner for filling in for Swag today. Great job. Find him on the BetMGM Network. He's all over that thing. And thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out. Go vote on the poll questions at Dirt and Sprague. We got a lot more to get into, and we will do it tomorrow. This is Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.